Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today.
Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. I am Casey. I am your host as always. And this week we are going to be discussing Baba Yaga. I know, if I'm not mistaken, from the, Keanu Reeves movie, that they referred to him as Baba Yaga as the boogeyman, which I mean, not to say that's incorrect, but I mean, there's a lot more to it than just that. So, Baba Yaga, which is spelled B-A-B-A space Y-A-G-A, can also be spelled with, a J as opposed to a Y. In the Slavic folklore, an ogress is how she's described, who steals and cooks and eats her victims, which usually tend to be children. A guardian of the fountains of the waters of life, which could be, we've covered the Fountain of Youth in a different episode, which, surprisingly I didn't come across Baba Yaga being the guardian of the Fountain of Youth, but then again, we were discussing the one that Ponce de Leon sought out, and that, in Florida in that area, but that's a whole different conversation. So, Baba Yaga is said to live with two or three sisters, which are all known to be Baba Yaga, so, like, no matter which one you see, they're, like, kind of interchangeable. And then the two or three of them, depending on which folklore you pull from, they live in a forest hut that spins continuously on bird's legs, and it's often represented as like chicken legs. Her fence is topped with human skulls. Baba Yaga can ride through the air in an iron kettle or in a motor that she drives with a pestle, creating tempest as she goes. She often accompanies Death on his travels, devouring newly released souls, which is terrifying. Baba Yaga may help or hinder those that encounter her or seek her out. She may play the maternal role and has associations with the forest wildlife. According to Vladimir Propp's folktale morphology, Baba Yaga commonly appears as either a donner, villain, or maybe altogether ambiguous. Her depictions, they vary greatly across different tales, ranging from like a child-eating monster to actually being said to like help protagonists find like a missing bride in one story. So it's like more so she's described as being bad, but there are circumstances where she's described as being good and helping the protagonist of the stories that include her. Andreas Johns identifies Baba Yaga as one of the most memorable and distinctive figures in Eastern European folklore, and observes that she is enigmatic. Oh god, that's a really hard word for me to say, and that one's in my own language. And so she's enigmatic and often exhibits striking ambiguity. John summarizes Baba Yaga as a many-faced, and yes, it's quoted as saying many-faced figure, capable of inspiring researchers to see her as cloud, moon, death, winter, snake, bird, pelican, or earth goddess. So that she's depicted in various different ways, and like variations of the name Baba Yaga are found in the languages of Eastern Slavic peoples. The first element, which is Baba, it's transparently a Babel word. In Old Russian, Baba means midwife, sorceress, or fortune teller. In modern Russia, the word babushka, meaning grandmother, derives from it, as does the word, and I can't say this, it's in Polish, but it also means grandmother, and it's spelled B-A-B-C-I-A. Once again, that's Polish. In Croatonian and Bulgarian, Baba means grandma. In the contemporary unofficial Polish and Russian, unofficial Polish and Russian, Baba is like the pejorative synonym of woman, especially like old, dirty, or foolish woman, which is terrible. So if you called somebody Baba, in that sense, that's just bad. Baba may also have pejorative connotation in modern Russian, both for women as well, for like an unmanly, timid, or characterless man. So it can be used in a lot of different ways. Similarly to the other kinship terms in Slavic languages, Baba may be employed outside of kinship, potentially as a result of taboo. For example, in like a variety of Slavic languages and dialects, the word Baba may be applied to various animals, natural phenomenon, or even objects such as like types of mushrooms, cake, or pears. This function extends to various like geographic features in like the Polesia region, Ukraine, and the plural baby may refer to like an autumn funeral or feast. We're going to talk some more about Baba Yaga once we return from this break. Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. These associations, like, they have led to a variety of theories on the figure of Baba Yaga. Though the presence of the element Baba may have simply been taken as its primary meaning of grandmother or old woman. So, I mean, those other ones that we mentioned where they could describe objects or even, like, be a negative connotation for a man or something, you know, they're kind of thrown out the window in the tales of Baba Yaga. So, it typically, like, in most of the theories, say that Baba, for Baba Yaga, means grandmother or old woman. The element may appear as a means of glossing the second element, Aga, with a familiar component. Additionally, Baba may have also been applied as a means of distinguishing Baba Yaga from a male counterpart, so like to you know, make that a divide. As one of the most famous witches, Baba Yaga has appeared in hundreds, if not thousands, of folklores and folktales in Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus, predicting like the 18th century, or predating, excuse me, the 18th century. The first clear reference to Baba Yaga occurs in 1755. It's from Mikhail V. Lomonosov. I can't say this man's name, or woman, excuse me. It's Lomonosov, apostrophe S, showing, you know, it's possessive. And the title, it's in, I'm assuming in Russian, but it translates to Russian grammar. And so, in that story, Baba Yaga is mentioned twice, among other figures, largely in, like, the Slavic tradition. The second of the two mentions occurs within a list of Slavic gods and beings next to the presumed, like, equivalents in Roman mythology. So, like, the Slavic god Perun, P-E-R-U-N, for example, appears, like, equated with the Roman god Jupiter. So there's, like, parallels there. Baba Yaga, however, appears in a third section without an equivalence, attesting to, like, perception of her uniqueness, even though it's, like, it's the first known, you know, first known thing where she's not tied to something else, or, you know, to use to describe something else, so that she is her own entity. Baba Yaga has, like, been featured in, and I mentioned earlier that Keanu Reeves movie, got it, John Wick, there it is. She's, you know, I mean, obviously that's the most popular one these days, I think, but she's appeared in pop culture, like, a lot. So, like, some examples are In the House with Chicken Legs by Sophie Anderson, the protagonist's grandmother is a Yaga. So that, you know, that's kind of there. Under the name Babs Yag, she appears in Vasa in the Night by Sarah Porter. I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super fan. I'm actually wearing a Dragon Ball shirt right now. So, in Dragon Ball, Baba, like Master Roshi's sister, is actually, Baba gets her name, it's derivative from Baba Yaga. Baba Yaga appears in the television series Monsters of the Week. She appears as a minor character in The Winter of the Witch by Catherine Arden, the third book in the Winter Might trilogy that features many characters from, like, Russian folklore. Three different versions of Baba Yaga have appeared in the Marvel Universe, the first in Captain Britain number 11, 1985, the second in Uncanny X-Men number 231, 1988, and the third in Herc number 10, and that was in 2012. The Baba Yaga is a reoccurring character in the comic book series Hellboy. So in the new Hellboy movie, the one that doesn't have Ron Perlman, it has David Harbour in it. Baba Yaga is actually in that movie, and it shows her house with the chicken legs as well. She appears in the 2019 Hellboy, and she's played by Troy James and voiced by Emma Tate in that. Baba Yaga is a reoccurring character in the Fables comic book series. In 2015 video game Rise of the Tomb Raider, there is a DLC, like, downloadable content dedicated to Baba Yaga titled Baba Yaga, the Temple of the Witch. The game's setting is it's in the depths of the Siberian wilderness. So that's kind of suiting why you know, if it's... As of 2020, Baba Yaga is featured as a paid playable character in Fortnite created by Epic Games. In DC's Legends of Tomorrow, it shows Baba Yaga as a powerful witch who worked for the adversary, primarily acting as his spy. She used her abilities to magically alter her appearance into that of Red Riding Hood so that she could infiltrate Fable Town as a new refugee seeking asylum, which is pretty interesting because it's spread across Marvel and DC both. So both like franchises, companies, whatever, however you want to state it, like they both have used Baba Yaga within their universes respectively. That's all we have, with Baba Yaga this week at the Cryptic Corner. I know I've been mentioning the past few weeks about working on some merch designs. I'm actually in the process, a little bit further along with the process now. I'm working on getting some graphic designs, so that way it's not just the show name with fonts or whatever for the merchandise set, for all the merch and stuff. So I'm working hard on that for you guys, and hopefully we'll get some really cool designs out there for the merch, and that can be found at crypticmerch.com for anybody who's new here. Every episode will have its respective photo album created on the Facebook page, which you can find using the tag at the Cryptic Corner on Facebook. So that way you can go and see some like photo references. Like, I know I'll include Baba from Dragon Ball in this one. I'll also include the depiction of Baba Yaga from Hellboy the movie, so that way that can be seen there as well as like depictions of her hut that she lives in, because it's pretty unique. And it reminds me a lot of obviously Baba Yaga comes first, but it reminds me a lot of like Howl's Moving Castle, because I think that castle also had like chicken legs that it used to move around on. So if you'd like to be like a bonus guest of the show on the show, or if you just want to reach out with a personal experience involving like cryptids, lore, or anything strange, you can always feel free to shoot me a message or an email. You can message me on Facebook, or you can contact me through email using the email address kcryptic@gmail.com. And that, if any questions you have about the show, or any corrections, because I'm not perfect either, anything you want to add, and I can amend episodes, things like that, because I want to make sure I'm passing along the most accurate information about the stuff that I can. And I would love to have some more bonus guests on the show, even if you don't have to consider yourself an expert at all in any of this. I know I'm not. This is more of a hobby, and I love to learn about these things. So I really encourage you to reach out, and we can network and have some really good conversations. And as always, if you guys are enjoying the show and enjoying the content, be sure to rate and review, and it really helps the show grow, and grows the community with people that love to hear about these tales, cryptid lores, monsters, and all that. So once again, this has been Casey at the Cryptic Corner. And more importantly, guys, stay creepy.